COVID vaccines for young children are likely days away from a federal green light, and already states are lining up to kick off campaigns to immunize children aged 5 through 11 years old. State epidemiologist Erica Pan spoke about California's plans in a virtual news conference Wednesday.
Yesterday, we inched closer to being able to protect our kids from the harmful effects of COVID-19. And with the FDA's advisory committee recommendation to extend the emergency use authorization of Pfizer for children ages 5 to 11. This is another important turning point in our fight against COVID-19 and gets us closer to achieving full family protection against the virus, and most importantly, protecting our kids.
On Tuesday, an FDA advisory committee gave the nod to low-dose Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines for elementary school-aged children, with authorization by the full FDA expected soon. Then it goes to another advisory committee at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, with final approval likely next week. And Pan says California is ready. She says the state will have 4,000 sites ready to administer doses.
We know that vaccines for 5 to 11-year-olds will be available as soon as the end of next week with the conclusion of the review process if the CDC Advisory Committee and the CDC make those recommendations and our Western States Scientific Review Group. This will be just in time for parents to get their eligible kids protected for the winter holidays, and we are ready to administer in California. The U.S. government has procured enough supply for California to vaccinate all 5 to 11-year-olds in the state. There's about 3.5 million children in this age group, and this is our opportunity to offer vaccines to protect another 9% of our population.
Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom and other officials went to Asian Health Services in Oakland, a community clinic where they got their COVID booster shots. State Health and Human Services Secretary Mark Galley says California will have more than 1.2 million vaccine doses ready for kids' shots in the first week after authorization from the CDC. He says some parents are still hesitant, thinking kids aren't much affected by COVID.
The truth is, COVID has caused more deaths. It's among the top 10 killers of kids in the last year. CDC announced it as the eighth leading killer of young people. So this is not just another thing for kids to take the hit, take one for the team. This is about protecting kids, prioritizing kids, keeping schools going, keeping schools safe, getting back to normal. So as a pediatrician, father of four, Governor, I know you're a father of four, we have a real obligation to highlight that this is about our kids.
Governor Newsom is sounding excited about the vaccines for young children, but he also says he's disturbed by the politics around the issue of vaccinations.
There are 10 other vaccinations that your kids get for measles, mumps, rubella, whooping cough. I find it rather just extraordinary and fascinating, some of these politicians out there that are just outraged that somehow their freedom has been impacted, yet they're doing nothing about their previous mandates that they are accountable for on all those other vaccines. It's rather curious to pick and choose. This pandemic is one that doesn't seem to concern them as much as these others that go back a century.
In any event, Newsom is sounding optimistic. As vaccines become more available and the current wave of the pandemic in California seems to be ebbing, or at least slowing. But Newsom is also warning people against getting complacent, as has happened after earlier stages in the pandemic.
We will get through this, and we will. But again, let's not put our guard down. Let's get those booster shots. Let's encourage those that haven't gotten vaccines to get vaccinated. And let's continue to remind ourselves that we're all in this together.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.